This side of the hall is this Men's Institute, which up until the 80s was called the Men's Institute. It was formed before ever there was a snooker table put in as a meeting room where gentlemen would come and sit and have stories. A lot of them wouldn't speak about what had happened to them during the war, but they would sit here among friends and comfortably talk about it. Local gentry used to provide daily papers. And it was basically a meeting room. They may have a game of cards, just a general chat or read the paper. And then later on, they decided to put a snooker table in, which they saw advertised in Weybridge Commercial Club. And that was put up here, I think, in the early 30s. Can't be sure, but it would be in the minute book. It's very old. Yeah, yeah. It's the only two snooker tables like it in the west of England. It's one more somewhere between here and Bristol, apparently, but I don't know where. We get maintenance done, and when the guy does the cush and whatever, he feels really proud to work on it. So it's a good piece of furniture.
I was quite involved in the snooker. Started with billiards and then snooker. I mean, I started when I was probably about 12, 13, because they sort of taught us how to play snooker and billiards. It was just those sort of times when there wasn't a lot else to do. But it was fantastic, you know. It was a men's institute. Monday nights was a snooker night. Tuesday night was wish drive to raise funds to keep the snooker room going. So a lot of local village people used to have tables right around here. And the MC was always Peter Manon. Wednesday night was billiards. I think that's the right way around. So that was the three through the winter. People would put in a lot of money and it kept us going, you know. Fantastic memories. I remember once, you know, we were saying about that, a chap called Ardies. He was a caretaker and he switched the lights on one night. And Dave and a group of us, we took bulbs from the Christmas tree down outside the pub and we put them up in there. So when he switched on, he had green, red and white. So it was silly pranks like that, the boys we got up to.
And Ardu's, Artisan next door, and many a time he'd see her playing and his wife be rattling the window to come in and have his dinner. And he'd go, one more ball and I'll be there. And about an hour later, he'd go in and get murdered.
And our brothers used to come up and play snooker a lot, didn't they, up here?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. We wasn't allowed to. We wanted to. We really raised hell, but
I don't know what it is.
You weren't even allowed to come in the door. If you were out there doing something else, you couldn't come in the door, and yeah. Our brother would have chucked us out anyway.
I think the first time I actually went in there was when we were doing a school play, and we were allowed to use the institute to actually get ready. And that was the first time I'd ever been in there, because it was like hallowed ground.
My father came here, and because of this room, I suppose he met my mum. She was next door at a dance, and she came through the door into here because there was a guy in there she didn't like and she was trying to avoid. And my dad, being my dad, he said, I'll walk you home. And that was the start of that story. That would have been 1948. They got married in St. Mabon Church and they had their wedding reception in the village hall, which very often happened in those days.